Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
All right, we know that COVID-19 is here. It's a very real part of every day and every aspect of our lives. The medical professional, and we spoke about them as well, are no better at unfortunately dealing with some of the issues, or they are no further protected than many industries in some ways. We are very, very pleased this morning to speak to the CEO of the South African Private Practitioners Forum, Dr. Chris Archer. Dr. Archer, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Yes, excellent. Thank you. So the South African medical and professionals mobilize to meet the threat. Which threat specifically? Is this the threat to health, the threat to professionals themselves? How are you tackling this?
We're mobilizing to to assist and play a supportive role to help the Department of Health, the government, in meeting the challenge of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Right. So we're seeing articles and we're hearing stories about what's going on in the Eastern Cape. We read about Gauteng where hospitals are filling up. We're heading towards the peak. There's a concern as to how we'll cope in the next 2 weeks or so. Do you have different responses in different areas, and or do you customize how you assist the government?
We're developing a very specific response because the COVID pandemic has created substantial problems for the health sector. Not only is the public health sector being overwhelmed with COVID infections, but the private sector has had a number of impacts. Firstly, with the lockdown and with the fear that people have of contracting COVID, the number of patients coming to see doctors in the private sector has reduced dramatically, and most practices are experiencing a reduction in patients of about between 50% and 60%. Now, it's important to understand that there's a big difference between the way that in which private practitioners are funded and how the state is funded. Excuse me. State doctors are funded on the basis of a salary, whereas in the private sector you have to provide the service in order to raise a fee against that service. So it's a fee for service system. Now, what has happened is that with the slowdown in the number of patients coming to doctors, remember with the lockdown, basically everything but emergency surgery was stopped. The hospitals were emptied in preparation for the surge of infected COVID patients. That is obviously had this big impact on the number of patients seeing their doctors. But in the meantime, the medical schemes have budgeted for a normal year, so they are collecting the normal premiums. They're just not dispersing it because they haven't had claims being sent in. So there's this peculiarity in the private sector in that there is an accumulation of medical scheme funds which has not been dispersed against services rendered. If you understand.
Yes, of course.
So we were faced with how do you assist doctors who, through no fault of their own, just like people in civil society and businesses in general, who have suddenly found that their businesses have had to close because of COVID. And at the same time, how do you assist the state in providing a medical response to the epidemic? So, what the Progressive Health Forum and ourselves and SAMA and other associations such as the South African Medical and Dental Practitioners Forum and the IPA Foundation have done is working with Professor Alex van der Heuvel. We have developed a method whereby instead of doctors being paid on a fee-for-service, one has said, okay, let's calculate the total amount that each doctor received during 2019 and call that the base year.
Right.
So that was what right. each doctor experienced in their practice last year. So, and then 70% of that was converted into, or the intention is to convert 70% of that amount into a capitated fee that would be paid on a monthly basis. So that over the course of the year, you would have been paid out 70% of the money that you earned in 2019.
Right.
The other 30% would be paid on a fee-for-service basis, and that would allow some additional flexibility in the system, given that probably the medical schemes will experience a reduction in the number of members because of being laid off and or losing their businesses or so, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we've created the system whereby doctors will get an amount of money. It won't be, you know, if this was a normal year, they would probably earn slightly more because of, they would have been fully employed. But they'll earn enough to cover their expenses, maintain their staff, so that once this epidemic is passed, they will be able to resume normal sort of practice.
Right. And in the meantime,
At the same time, it frees them up.
Absolutely
to
amazing.
Assist.
Amazing.
In helping. So a lot of doctors, for example, let's say take an orthopedic surgeon, for example. He's not operating in the usual way, because all his cold cases, his hip replacements, and those knee replacements and those sort of things have been put on hold because of the pandemic.
Right.
But he's available to assist working outside his so-called scope of practice to just provide another pair of educated hands in dealing with the COVID crisis.
Right.
So that's in a nutshell is what has been proposed.
Right. Absolutely fantastic. We don't, unfortunately, have more time, but I think that's incredible. And this is just such a fantastic example of how out-the-box thinking is able to assist so many people. And it's really a win-win for everybody. It gives the doctors and it gives the members a way of still receiving some form of financial return whilst allowing them to assist the state and assist where they are really needed. I think that is absolutely awesome and a phenomenal, phenomenal initiative, and well done to you. We are unfortunately out of time. That was the CEO of the South African Private Practitioners Forum, Dr. Chris Archer.